This is Apollo Control at 126 hours, 28 minutes. Young and Duke will spend about an hour and a half to 2 hours getting the LEM cabin cleaned up, stowed, and getting their suits off. We'll then debrief them on the EVA and let them get something to eat. They'll recharge the portable life support systems, and we're scheduled to begin an 8-hour rest period for the lunar module crew at a ground elapsed time of 130 hours. Would like to update the status in regard to the possibility of a third period of extravehicular activity. There will be a meeting tonight of project and management officials to plan details of the second EVA and to discuss options for a third EVA. Among the topics that will be considered will be the status of lunar module consumables, such things as water and electrical power, battery reserves, the status of the network, in particular what manned spaceflight network stations will be available for liftoff and rendezvous at the various times. Also the effect of various lunar stay durations on liftoff times and return trajectories. Also of importance will be what the options would mean in terms of crew workload. A final decision on whether or not to go ahead with a third EVA may not be made until after the second EVA, when we will evaluate the accomplishments of the first two EVAs and also the condition of the crew. And a final decision as far as a third EVA may not be made until after the crew rest period following the second EVA, when we'll have an opportunity to make a final determination as to the crew condition and their ability to carry out a third EVA and then to continue on through the lunar liftoff, rendezvous, and docking sequence. At the present time, Young and Duke are going through their checklists, getting the lunar module in the proper post-EVA configuration.